Testing.
Here we go. All right, welcome to the pre-show here for Thursday. And we have the new Your Face app, right, bud?
Yes, for Your Face. Don Berman on the other end.
Don, how's it going?
It's going great, Phil. This is great. I think there's a much clearer phone line. And I think your listeners are going to enjoy it very, very much, although I'm hearing a noticeable buzz.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because don't tell me, okay? I know what a buzz sounds like, and we have some noise there in the background. But nonetheless, I think it's going to work very fine, Phil. Very fine indeed.
Well, thanks very much, Don, for being a part of this with us. We have, Karen, are you there?
Oh, this is wonderful. I feel like I'm right next door to you. Herb, do you hear that?
Yeah, it's good. It's fine.
I think it sounds great, and I think it sounds... Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. Oh, Phil, this sounds really good.
And Vernon.
Yeah, Phil, let's say. Yeah, I'm right here.
How's it sound on your end?
Yeah, it sounds fine. Yeah, it sounds probably a little bit clearer than it has been. I don't know. You know, I had an earache. I had a little bit of ear infection, so don't ask me.
Shut up. All right, let's see.
We'll build a pipeline to Port Hueneme. That's what we'll do.
Good Lord, check that out. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's all I fucking need. Fuck. Unbelievable. I'm retiring right at the time we get the worst motherfucking president in history. For the economy. A lot of people think this guy's an economic genius. No, he is not. No, he is fucking not. I don't know how else to tell you this, but no, he isn't. We just find out now that the Labor Department had to revise down the jobs from the month of March and April. Down 500,000 jobs. They had to revise it down. That is job growth. Unemployment was revised down. Payrolls dropped 175,000 in leisure and hospitality, 146,000 in retail. Employment also fell by 163,000 in professional business services and 69,000 in education and health services. Some industries saw their job figures revised up modestly, with again 33,000 in information, including movies, broadcasting, publishing, 20,000 in financial activities. The mystery was how the economy was continuing to get 200,000 jobs a month, says economist James Marple. Well, it's less of a mystery now. What the fuck is with you, Trump? By Greenland, would you get off your fucking ego trip, man, and start being a motherfucking president? He canceled the trip to fucking Denmark because they won't sell him Greenland. What the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? You know, just because the guy is supposedly a billionaire doesn't mean he's a genius, because guess what? No, he ain't a billionaire. They proved in court that he wasn't a fucking billionaire when he sued the guy who said he wasn't a billionaire, and he lost. Because the reporter showed that his numbers were absolutely right on. You know, I hate to say this, man, but you know, some people, let's just put it this way, some people who aren't around a lot of money may think that this fucking guy is the king of Siam, and I'm not saying I'm around a lot of money, but Christ almighty, I've seen actual millionaires and billionaires. I've watched them. I've watched how they've grown their businesses. This is a guy that's all about me, 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 I, the perception. As he even admitted in a deposition, how much am I worth? Some days I think I'm worth $6 billion. He literally said that in a deposition. Some days I think I'm worth $10 billion. Fact of the matter, I think Forbes said he was worth $1.5 billion. I don't even think fucking Forbes knows. One writer said that he wasn't worth even $1 billion. He was worth like several hundred million. Trump sued the writer and lost. Lost the fucking lawsuit. Why? Because the guy's numbers were impeccably researched, because his reporting, his background was great. How'd you come up with that number? Well, like this, everything checked out. So now that's what we got for a president. This guy's not even taking really any economic advice. He says he's running the ship by himself on his own guts, you know. Hey. Oh, my God. Okay, man. All right, we're doing the show in two parts here for digital insertion, as they say. Okay, so that's how that's going to go today.
probably another short pre-show. Was Ginger Rogers a dancer or an actress? What was she? Because I've seen her as an actress. She's fantastic. As a dancer, she's fantastic. But I always knew her more as a dancer because it was always Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. But she was really a great actress. I mean, she was funny. I think she was a good comic actress. I don't want the hell. Who cares? Who gives a shit at this point? That was like a million years ago. A million fucking years ago. You realize that the NFL is coming up on its 100th birthday. And I remember its 50th. I remember the NFL's 50th birthday, the 1969 season. Right? Yeah. They were wearing, actually, it was the 1970 Super Bowl, is they started to wear the 50 patch on the jerseys. I don't know if they wear them in the 69 Super Bowl or not, but I think in 1970 Super Bowl, Kansas City and, was it Kansas City and Minnesota? They wore that 50 patch. So I guess it's going to be the Super Bowl, the 20, you know, January 20 Super Bowl is going to be the 100-year patch or whatever the fuck. Maybe they won't wear anything. All right, man, I guess there's nothing left to do but to do it, Jack, you know. Man, oh, fucking man, I'm telling you. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, Jesus. I hate that fucker. God damn you, motherfucker. What the fuck is with the level on that shit? There's no ocean here to die.